Congressman Peter Welch wants Congress to engage in a full debate over President Obama's plan to increase military actions against the terrorist group known as ISIS. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, Welch says Congress has a moral obligation to vote on this issue.
When Congress returns to Washington next month for the second phase of its lame duck session, Representative Peter Welch will be urging House leaders to schedule a comprehensive debate to consider President Obama's plan to increase military actions against the terrorist group ISIS in Iraq and Syria. In recent weeks, the president has ordered airstrikes in northern Iraq and Syria as part of an effort to block ISIS from capturing key cities. Welch thinks this is a time for Congress to stand up and take a position on this issue before the situation escalates any further.
We are now engaged in another long-term military campaign, and there's legitimate questions about whether we should or whether we shouldn't or how we should do it. What's not legitimate, and in my view completely irresponsible in an abdication of congressional responsibility, is to back into this without any debate whatsoever. And that's what we're on the verge of doing.
Welch says he would vote against a plan sponsored by Arizona Senator John McCain that calls for the redeployment of thousands of U.S. troops to Iraq to fight ISIS.
I think that's a really, really bad idea. So if there was an authorization that allowed that scope of activity, I would be strongly against it.
Welch says he might support a plan to provide Iraqi troops with additional military supplies, but he says in the end, this effort will be won or lost by these troops and not U.S. soldiers.
Having an expeditionary force of Americans over there, even if it, quote, worked, it would put a lid on things for a while, as it did when we were there in Iraq. But once we left, as we would have to, those simmering disputes between the Sunni and Shia would have to be resolved. My view, ultimately, they have to be resolved by the people who are in the middle of them.
Congressional leaders have indicated that they will schedule a debate over the president's military plans, but it's not clear if this debate will take place next month or at the beginning of the new session in January. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.